Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. And this week we're looking at a passage from the Bible that describes how Paul, one of the early Christians who faced a fair bit of controversy, found peace even in chaos. Here's that passage, one of my favorites.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Well, this passage is all about Christians finding stability in the chaos and the things that would normally throw them off and be a problem. Now, when he says rejoice in the Lord, he's not just saying, you know, feel joy. He wants people to feel happy. This isn't about a feeling. This is about an action. He wants people to intentionally defy their feelings sometimes, to go against what they feel and to simply rejoice in whatever God is doing in their lives, even if they don't really feel like it. So this is about an action, not a feeling. Rejoice in the Lord always. And he says it again. I say again, rejoice. Because it is so hard. He wants them to really get this. This is about rejoicing no matter what comes, even when it's hard. He wants their reasonableness or gentleness to be known to all. The reason those two words are given is because there's no real one English word that could describe what Paul was saying in Greek. He was talking about maybe a graciousness, a generosity, especially to those in need or those who failed you. It's about a graciousness shown to others, a generosity to people who don't deserve it, a mercy maybe. There are all kinds of words we can use. None of them perfectly describe what Paul was trying to say, but he wanted this to be known to all. Now this can help a follower of Jesus be calm and peaceful even in chaos, because if we're just out for ourselves to promote our own self-esteem, our own ego, our own self-love, then anything can throw us off. Anything can threaten us. If we're not perfect, if we fail, if we do anything or anything bad happens to us, we can feel like everything is falling apart. But if the purpose of our life is to love others like we've been loved by Jesus, to be gracious to others like we've received grace from God, well then, we can get through anything, because nothing will shake our confidence that we have been saved, shown grace, loved by something outside of ourselves. And he wants them to know they're not alone. He says, the Lord is near, the Lord is close by, or at hand. God is near us. We are not alone in this life. Even if it feels that way, even if we're scared that that's the way it is, that's not the way it is. God is here. Whether we feel him or not, he is here, and we can rejoice in that and have peace because of that. We are not alone in this world. We are not fighting alone. As we learned about last week, we have defenses given by God to protect us even against direct attack from the enemy. And this is why he wants us to channel our anxiety and our fear into trust. He wants people who are lacking something or need something to ask God for it directly, to put their trust in God instead of in themselves. This isn't about you trying harder, being more faithful, or anything like that. This is about you actually taking all the energy that goes into being anxious and afraid and putting all that energy into trusting God and asking God for whatever you need. And he even uses three different words for it. You know, is it a supplication or whatever you need? He's trying to describe anything that you need. Bring it to God instead of bringing it to your inner turmoil. God can actually do something about it, and your anxiety won't accomplish anything at all. Here's your question for today. What makes this hard in practice? What can actually be done to live this out? And what kinds of things usually prevent you from bringing your anxieties and concerns to God directly? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.